President Truman's remarks to the members of the 8th Annual Institute of Archives, held in the Rose Garden, June 18, 1952.
Very glad to have you visit the White House. I'm very much interested in what you said. I'm highly interested in it because the papers of some of our presidents of the United States and of the cabinet officers and of some of our departments have been scattered from one end of the country to the other. We finally did establish an archives building here that works in cooperation with the Library of Congress, and I think we are on the way now to the proper preservation of the official papers of the government of the United States. And your organization has been very helpful in giving us the right sort of a start on that thing. I'm personally interested because I want to see the state papers of President Roosevelt and of myself properly cared for. Princeton has had some experience in trying to assemble the official papers of Thomas Jefferson. They had to go from one end of the country to the other in order to get the fundamental documents that form the policies of his administration. That shouldn't have to be done. They ought to all be accessible in one place. One president's papers ought to be accessible where they scholars and the archivists could get to them without difficulty. I hope we'll have that in the future. I'm glad you're continuing your school. I hope you'll continue to inform the people in government on what they ought to do for the preservation of state papers. Just the other day, Mr. Biffle, in cleaning out an old dust-covered bookcase in the Senate Library, found some original documents signed by Washington and Jefferson and Polk, Madison and Monroe. There was one there where Washington, in his own handwriting, was calling a special session of the United States Senate. He wanted to address a special session of the United States Senate. It's in the original form. Should never have been thrown around as that paper was. Stack them that high, all these papers. Going to send them to the Library of Congress through Mr. Biffle and have them properly preserved. That's what in the past has happened to the official papers of the presidents of the United States. It shouldn't happen. You can help prevent it from happening.